The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on Friday morning, a little after 10. You know what that means. It's time for Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, sir.
You're getting good at that.
Once I'm corrected, boy, I'm not going to fool around with it, you know?
I like it.
So good morning to you. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. It's been a busy week over at Georgetown. We got a lot to talk about today, so we're going to get at it. You know,
let's do
it. Tell you, we've had a lot of fun. This week was the last week of summer school, so...
Oh, my goodness.
We wrapped it up with another cool event, you know. So
yeah,
we'll talk about that as we go.
Okay.
You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. Call or text your questions, comments. Maybe you just have, you know, just want to say hi to us. We're happy to do that, too.
We love it.
850-437-1620. Is the number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com. Check out their website for engines and specials. They have special deals that they have. They have new stock arriving as we speak. They have engines coming in, a lot of new motors and stuff. So
that's
if you're having issues and you're ready for that repower, right now the time to do it. They can get you in and out and give you some special deals on those repowers. Remember, they're your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Mercruiser, and Cox Diesel Engine Repower Center. So
okay.
I don't know if they put any of the diesel engines on any boats. I need to check with that and see.
Because that's fairly new, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a fairly new product to them. And, you know, I'm curious to see if they've have repowered anybody with those. I'd like to get some video and stuff on that.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can check them out at KeyMarineCenter.com, also on Facebook as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, I like doing business with Key Marine. They're just a great place to do business. Small, you know, local. Family-owned business. And
well, we've had a couple guys in from there to be on the show and just so professional and have so much knowledge from years of
experience
with
different boats. And they keep
up
with technology and all that stuff. So it's really, really good to do business with them. So
I like local businesses myself.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just, you know, there's big businesses, small businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, it's where do you get the best service and all that stuff? I think Key Marine's the place to go for that.
Okay. You know? That sounds good to me.
Yeah, today I'm kind of advertising for another business here in town because it's kind of funny, you know, when I go to these locations and we talk about different places where my students work and that kind of stuff. You know, I kind of feel, you know, weird talking about it on a Key Marine show, but I don't think they mind because of the, you know, the technology and stuff that we're talking about and that kind of stuff. So we actually went to Marine Max Pensacola.
Oh, okay.
On Tuesday.
Oh, how was that?
And we had a great trip over there. So this was a few months of planning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that my students or even the listeners understand how much planning goes into these little field trips that we do during the summertime.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know,
sure.
We have to coordinate dates and times and try to get everybody there on time and all that kind of stuff, you know, and figure out how we're going to plan the day. And so this was our last field trip of the summer, and it was a good one. All the other ones were great, but this was a good one because we got to go out on a boat. So we had a great time over there. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I want to thank a few people. First of all, Dan Cook, the service manager over at Key Marine. He did a great job getting us all scheduled and in there and arranging everything. Jeff Train from Yamaha Corporation. Jeff is the Yamaha Motor Corporation District Service Manager for Region 16, which is Northwest Florida and Alabama area.
Wow, that's a big area.
He's very involved in our class and always helping me out. I can just pick up a phone and call him and talk to him at any time, you know. So
that's nice.
Yeah, so he was there. Greg Varvaris, who is one of my previous students.
No kidding.
And I never know if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. Even when he was in my class.
It looks Greek, maybe.
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he is the Yamaha Master Tech for Marine Max.
Wait a minute. He's one of your students, and now he's the Master
and
Tech?
Yes, and he was the captain of the boat that we took out.
Get out. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Oh, yeah, I love it. You know, the whole day was just unbelievable to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Aaron Nicholson, who is their yacht tech. He's also very proficient in a lot of other things, electrical systems and stuff like that, who was one of my previous students as well.
That's pretty cool, yacht tech.
Yacht tech, yeah. He's that's what he does. He works
that's
on
wild.
The yachts. That's what he's in charge of. It's pretty cool.
I think it's
very cool. And, And so that was pretty neat. And I got to see Stephanie Johns, who was one of my previous students. She was in the parts department. Josh Porter is one of the techs. He's one of my previous students. And Frank Hall, who is one of my previous students working there as well.
So I'm thinking maybe Marine Max needs to give you some kind of a commission or something for all
know.
These
you know,
employees
I'm just
that
happy
you're
they're hiring
for
my students. You know, and
that's
one
so
part
great.
Of the conversation was with my students was that when you go to work someplace, you're representing not only yourself, but your school, you know, my program, of course, but also the future of other students that may get jobs there.
Right. That makes sense.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you see this amount of students, and there's several other students that are there also that moved to other Marine Max locations and things like that, that already been through there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they represent us.
Of course.
You know, and the job that they do and that kind of stuff, and that helps. You know, I always feel bad, and sometimes it happens when I have a student that goes someplace and they just blow it, you know.
Oh, yeah, but that's not really...
I take it personal. I shouldn't.
No, it's not a reflection on you.
I know, but you feel like it is.
I understand
that. To a certain point, you know, you feel like it is. And so, you know, and I know that's a lot of pressure to put on somebody. You are representing and, you know, you are leading, you know, in the field for other students to follow your footsteps. But this was a true example this day of students that were leading and following. And now we have students that are wanting to, or going to hopefully follow their footprints, right?
Well, that's such great inspiration for them because they've got people that they see have jobs, full-time jobs, that this school was worth it. And if they do the right things and continue with it, they've got a life career ahead of them.
Oh, yeah, a great career at Marine Max. And both these students, you know, Greg and Aaron, were talking so highly of Marine Max.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not because they felt like they needed to, because they're happy there.
Well, yeah.
And I can tell when students are happy when they go someplace and, you know, when they're working and things like that. So I can tell if they're happy there and all that stuff. And they're genuinely happy working at this location, you know.
Very nice.
So it's just great to see all that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. You're listening to Boat Smart. You can call us, text us. Maybe you have a question or comment about the show today or anything like that. You know, more than happy to help you out there. So we demoed a Grady White 335 Freedom. It's a 33-foot boat.
Ooh, that's a big boat.
With twin Yamaha 425 XTOs on it.
Wow.
Greg was the captain, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some great videos and stuff I'm going to add to the Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade channel when I post this.
Oh, good.
And we ended up down on the boat with Greg and Jeff Crane. And Greg went over every piece of technology on that boat before we left the slip. The boat was sitting in the slip ready for us to go, right?
Right.
So the students gathered around, and he talked about all the different systems on the boat and things like that. So it was really cool for him to go over all this stuff. And my students were amazed.
I'm sure.
What y'all have to understand is that a lot of times, you can tell I'm excited about this because it was such fun.
Yeah, it's great, though. That's what makes you a good teacher.
So many of my students never been on a boat before.
Really?
Or maybe their second time on a boat.
Really?
Emery of one of them, I asked him, have you ever been on a boat like this? He said, this is my second boat. And I was like, what kind of boat were you on? He says, I was on another boat at the Wharf Boat Show. He was on a Yamaha boat.
Wow.
So second time on a boat.
Oh, that's wild.
What amazed him was there was a head on the boat, a bathroom.
Yes.
He said, I didn't know there were bathrooms on boats like this.
No,
you know?
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that makes sense.
So Greg was going over all the different components and different things on the boats and giving tips and stuff like that. But along the way, he was talking to my students about the class, right? Now, I'm thinking 8 or more years ago he was in my class, maybe somewhere in that ballpark. I'd have to ask him to be sure. I should have looked it up. But he was mirroring what I would say to my students. And there was no conversation about this.
No coaching.
Nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And I didn't even know who was really going to take us out on the boats. Last time we had a captain I didn't know, mm-hmm. right? And he was talking to them about how the importance of all the things I talk about, taking
that's
notes,
so,
listening, studying, and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
That just feels good when you feel like you've actually made an impression, and now they're carrying, they're passing, paying forward
yeah,
that
and
same message.
The seed and the understanding that the class that we have, you know, although you're entry level going into the field, it is a good framework of moving forward,
mm-hmm.
right, in our industry,
right?
Right. So he was talking about that, you know, and I'm kind of videoing and listening and stuff and just seeing what, you know, listening to all the stuff that he's talking about. And it was just cool, right? So we're getting ready to leave, and we get the dock-ons off the boat, and we're headed out, and we head out into the bay.
Right.
On the boat, right? And my students, I could just see their smiles and
aww.
Just happy and like, wow, this is cool. So we took the boat out into the bay, and he was showing them the Helmaster EX Level 4 system, which is an autopilot joystick steering system, all fly-by-wire stuff on this boat, right?
Wow.
So he took it out to the bay and mm-hmm. started using the Helmaster and showing the students how it operated and things like that. These systems are unbelievable.
Wow.
You know, and with these boats, you can actually program them to put themselves in the slip now.
No, you can't.
By themselves. Yes. So
that's
it was cool.
That's amazing. That's
yeah,
amazing.
The stuff that they do. This boat wasn't equipped with that, but you can uh-huh. go to that level.
Wow.
I was talking to Jeff Crane about that, and even me, I was like in awe about that. You
that's
know,
impressive.
And I said, are you comfortable with that? He says, yeah. He said, after we did it, they actually set a boat up at Marine Max at one time, and
uh-huh.
they were moving it in and out of different slips.
That's
and a boat
wild.
Was performing flawlessly.
That's well, I'm nervous about self-driving cars and
oh,
cars
yeah.
that can parallel park by
themselves.
Self-driving
boats and things
yeah.
like that, which that's what we did that day.
I bet the students went crazy.
We set a course on autopilot.
Oh,
and we
my
set
goodness.
A course.
Really?
Yes, and the boat maneuvered its course through the bay and around some buoys and stuff like that, and actually had it set up to where we came back into the channel. As the boat came back into the channel, the boat actually settled down, brought the throttles back, and stopped at a certain point that was put in
mm-hmm.
the GPS.
Pre-programmed.
You know, to program that we programmed on the fly.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know where, you know, just kind of, and the boat maneuvered, ran, and came in and settled down. And after that point, it was pretty neat. The screen says put engines in neutral. The captain, Greg, puts them in neutral. And then the boat immediately, the engines immediately go back into gear and start shifting and moving to keep that boat on that point and not move.
Wow. That's impressive.
We sat there and waiting for the captain to make the next decision.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so
when I win the lottery, what is this boat now? What type
yeah,
of boat is it? Because you've been talking about it now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe somebody just tuned
$500,000 boat.
Wow. And what's the brand, I guess? Or the
That's what that boat was worth.
Okay, so
grand.
I have to win the lottery.
Yeah, half a million. You have to win the lottery. And,
wow.
You know,
that's amazing.
For them to be on that boat. You know, and to do that day, it was really cool.
What a treat.
You know?
Good for you for setting that up for them.
They even got to get on the joystick
uh-huh.
and play with it out in the bay, you know, moving
oh,
back
man.
And forth. And the students, one student spun the boat around and it just sent its axis and turned the boat. And his face was like, wow. The best part of this, okay, is the excitement
mm-hmm.
that the students get from this, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them are like, I want to work here.
Right.
You know, I want to work here. But with that being said, the boat rides are the plus to it
sure.
all, right? So Greg and Aaron both explained to them that you're working in the heat.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot, you know, you have all these factors and rain and water and, you know, cold. And
sure.
it's not always the glamour of mm-hmm. running a $500,000 boat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we went out and we had a great time on the boat. And we went through all the different kinds of systems that they have on the boat, set point features, fish point, drift point, and stay point features where the boat can set up to where you can fish off the stern, you can fish off the bow, you can just sit there. Jeff made an example. Let's say you're wanting to watch a sunset.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually turn the boat. The boat will turn toward the sunset where you're sitting on the back and have the stern facing the sunset, and you're just sitting there, and the motor's just sitting there doing their thing.
So you don't have to be putting
you're
the boat in
place.
You're
not being captain. You know,
oh
you're
my
just sitting
gosh.
There and watching all this stuff. Now, there are safety features, and they explain that. There's lights on the back of the boat so
mm-hmm.
people don't swim up to the boat. And we talk about that during
yes.
Blue Angels and stuff,
yes.
right? So there's a lot of safety stuff that goes in that. And I also explained to the students, I said, you know, although this boat's doing all this, you still have to understand the system.
Right.
You still have to be very alert to what's going on around you, mm-hmm. right, and all that too. So, yeah.
Wow.
So it's all very important to understand all of that.
Well, good for you. That sounds like a great treat for your students.
Yeah,
it kind of gives
them
a vision of where they can go in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Which
and
is
what
great.
The future has available for them,
mm-hmm.
you know. And these boats are so technical and things like that. So it's very, you know, intimidating once you start entering the field with these kind of products and stuff. But once you start understanding it, you know, then it's not so much intimidating. While we were out there, I thought it was kind of interesting. Jeff and Greg were actually teaching each other some things on the system.
That's great.
You know, that they weren't aware. They were working through some issues with the system that they didn't understand.
And I would imagine with technology the way it is, it's probably constantly changing with every
new
updates
model that comes
and
things
out.
Like that changes things and stuff like that too.
Okay, so you have these students now. They're going to be on break, and then you start up again in the fall. So let's say there's someone listening this morning that's thinking, you know, maybe I would be interested in a career.
Yeah.
How would they get connected to you at George Stone
the
College?
Best way is to go to George Stone College.edu and mm-hmm. get on that chat feature, or call my cell phone is another way. You can get it on the George Stone website. 850-393-4212 is my cell phone as well. You can call that and get a hold. I just had a student on yesterday, came in at 10 o'clock, is mm-hmm. a student that's coming into my class, did a little quick tour. He called me up, hey, I want to come by and meet you and all this. And when you do that, you have a little bit of a better advantage,
sure.
in a way, because you the first day you're not so lost.
We get to ask the questions and meet the professor
and
all
you get
that,
to meet
so,
me
yeah.
and our assistant principal, Miss Carol, she seen me walking him down. She's like, oh, you're going down there with Mr. Schmidt. This is not going to be good, you know. Kind of like scaring him a little bit.
Aww.
But, you know, if I don't scare you during that orientation to not come to that class, then we're good.
You'll probably be okay.
Because I lay it down,
mm-hmm.
you know. Had two students this week that came and did a walkthrough that had their hands in their pockets during the walkthrough. And that's one of my pet peeves. Don't put your hands in your pockets, right?
Okay,
so
Dad.
What I do is I'm walking them through. I hand them a couple tools.
Mm-hmm.
Here, hold this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's comical because they grab one tool and they stick the other hand in the pocket. So I give them another tool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one switched hands and put both tools in one hand and put his other hand in the pocket. You know, so I didn't even. I was like, you know.
Oh, isn't that
so
funny?
I went through the whole experience and walking through and talking about class and their goals and stuff. And it was pretty neat at the end. I said, do you understand why I handed you those tools? He said, I have no idea. I said, because you put your hands in your pockets.
Ooh,
you
know? What did he say?
He said, oh. He said, that's pretty good. I said, yeah. I said, because, you know, to me, when I see people with their hands in their pockets, you know, they're not willing to step out and learn. And there's all kinds of reasons they're nervous or whatever.
Yeah, of
but,
course.
You know,
yeah.
It's just something that
insecurity,
I do. All kinds of reasons. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's one of my pet peeves is hands in pockets.
I don't have to remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. And what you see, a lot of people put a hand in their pockets. You know how people cross their arms? A lot of people cross their arms.
Oh,
people put a hand in and that kind of happens too, you know.
Body language.
Body language and all that stuff.
Says
it means a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot. So Aaron walked us around the facility after we did a big tour of Marine Max, and we were able to walk around. We went through rigging. We walked through the yacht area, fiberglass. We walked through the tech bays. The fab shop, they have a nice, cool fab shop there. They can make dash panels and stuff.
Fabrication.
They have
fabrication.
A CNC cutter. They have a 3D printer.
Wow.
They do a lot of different types of panels and things like that. Land Deck is one of their products. It's like a flooring that they can cut out, especially for your boat. So they have a lot of things there. And the technician that works that area, his name's Matt. So I got in a conversation with him because I do 3D printing and stuff too, and that kind of stuff. And he was interested in my cameras. So we're talking about that. So, you know, it was really, really a great day.
That's really awesome that you do that.
It's just exciting to me to do that, you know, and see all that stuff. And I was sitting next to Greg at the helm, and I put my arm around him, and
aww.
I said, you do know you're next in line to do my I'm trying to recruit him to do my instructor replacement.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Whether he will or not, it'd be a major pay cut for him. But, you know.
But you think he'd be good
but
at it.
He really is good at mm-hmm. teaching, because that's what he does, too. He also teaches new techs when they come into that facility.
Of course, he's going to train the new people.
Yeah, he's their mentor, if you will, right?
Right.
So he does that, too. And Aaron as well does that. You know? So, yeah, so we had a great time.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, we still got a couple minutes left. If you have a boat question for Stefan, all you had to do is 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
Did you want to mention anything today about boating or anything that's going on this summer, things you've noticed? I know you
get
out there a lot.
I'm out of breath right now. I've been talking so fast.
You're so excited. I know. It's great.
You know, the show, we pump a lot of information out there in just 27 minutes or whatever we have on the air, you know. And, you know, we're getting into it, the boating season. I don't think it's dwindling down by no means. I'm planning on going out on Sunday, you know, and doing some boating on Sunday sometime. But so, you know, the main thing always safety first and all that stuff. And we always talk about that. And I haven't heard the stats from the Blue Angel show or anything. I didn't know if anything.
I haven't gotten them yet.
I didn't
yet.
Really hear anything on that. Yep, so, you know. I do know a lot of people went out there. There were a lot of boats.
Ooh, I saw some of those drone photos of the beach and,
yeah.
and so many boats out there.
Oh, yeah. There
wow.
was a lot out there. And I
that
think that
incredible.
Area that they have had roped off or, you know, I think that worked well for them, you know,
that
and all
smart.
That stuff. Yeah. Safety first for them always, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I'm hoping everybody was safe. I'm hoping everybody enjoyed it. Everybody I talked to enjoyed it. They always talked about the trip back, how crazy it is.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why don't people just stay out there
chill? Why not, right?
But everybody, like, as soon as the show is over, I hear you, all these boats cranking up
just
and heading
crazy.
Out.
Crazy,
yeah.
I know some people, I've seen some people on YouTube that came over by jet ski from a long way. Like, one guy did like 140 mile round trip, 70 miles one way and 70 miles back. I need to find his channel and figure out who he on a jet ski and watch the Blue Angels.
Wow.
I think he came over on the practice show on Thursday.
Interesting.
Hung out in the Gulf, you know.
Wow.
I did hear that a lot of people said the Gulf is probably the best place to hang out if you don't want to be around all the insanity that, you know, is in there.
In the sound.
The complaints that I heard was people playing loud, vulgar music on boats, and I don't know why people do that.
Yeah,
you know, I don't like that either. I try to get away from that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear it all the time out on the road and
right.
that kind of things. And you
it's
know,
that whole I'm going to so party people, on the boat mentality,
yeah,
and that's
I mean, people
kind of
do
a...
that. So you got to kind of pick where you're going to sit and all that kind of stuff. You know,
plan ahead.
Yeah, plan ahead, and then you know, always inevitable, somebody's going to pile up on you that has that stuff on earth.
Murphy's Law. I'm going to find the one
do?
Boat that's got
what
the loud music
do,
and the
know?
Crazies.
People said, I ask them, I got kids and my wife on the boat, and I don't need to listen to that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But people, they don't care. They'll keep on playing it.
Well, it's hard when you have, 50,000 people out there?
It's hard to control that.
So you probably will get, at least that weekend.
Oh, my, yeah.
But other people. Times, because you go up on the river, too, right? You go up on the
Blackwater.
Yeah, I
like the river. You still get it on the river, but you can get away a little bit. You don't have to go to the sandbar where all the boats are piled up, you know?
Right, right.
The good thing about the river is they all kind of play the same music. You know,
let me guess
the country stuff.
Let me guess,
country rap or whatever. You know, so that's
right.
kind of cool.
That's
they'll kind of sync up on the same station or something. You know, cat country.
Well, hey, we got that our sister station. No complaints here.
Yeah, so they do that. 850-437. We got about a minute left. You know, 1620. 850-437-1620 is the number. So we're just having a good time on here talking about. I've got 2 weeks off. We go back on the 1st. Of August.
Okay.
So 2 weeks with no students. My students are kind of sad. I bought them all pizza yesterday.
Oh, you're so
and,
good.
Yeah, so
they
had a little pizza party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told them I wasn't coming back in August, that I was just going to retire, and this was my going away party. They're like, no. You know. Sometimes
that's
they give
right.
you a hard time. You're like, I got to retire. I'm done with y'all.
That's not right.
So we had pizza yesterday, cleaned up the shop. I have Suzuki coming on Tuesday, and we'll talk about that next week
excellent.
And how that goes. And I'm going to do a little tour with him and do that as well. So that's going to be fun, too. So, yeah.
Good deal.
Having a great time.
Well,
over
this
at George Stone.
This is Boat Smart, Stefan Schmidt, who's a Marine Services instructor. And
right.
they probably do an amazing job because you're so passionate about it.
Yeah, we try to make it happen, you know. And that's part of my walkthroughs. I tell students, we're here with each other 6.25 hours a day, 25 hours a week.
Whew.
Sometimes things get a little hectic around here, so, you know. But I appreciate y'all listening today. And you know, I know I didn't get any text or calls, but y'all are just excited about listening to what we did.
Right.
And you're thinking, I need a boat like that. Like Meg said,
yes.
I need to win the lottery to do that.
I want to get my tickets today.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. That,
yeah, if I ever buy a boat, I'm calling you first.
And, you know, the people with those boats, that was a trade-in. So that gentleman traded in for another boat.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's awesome. All right.
Living the life.
Yep.
All right. This has been Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Right here.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Stefan.